The Mishnah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. It says, "V'lo yeh locate yirakos sadeh u'mocher b'shuk." Avuhu locate. Excuse me. "V'lo yeh lokeach yirakos sadeh u'mocher b'shuk." Avuhu locate b'no mocher ayada. That's the two lines you have to analyze in depth. How many shittas are there exactly in the Mefarshim on these few lines? So the Rashi already pointed out, said yesterday that lokeach and locate is hainu hach. So the Rashi, loya lokeach yirok asadam ocha b'shuk, hainu lokeach, hainu locate, ketanyu ocha b'shuk, avuhu locate, excuse me, loya lokeach yirok asadam ocha b'shuk, avuhu locate, b'no mocha v'yodam. That's the two lines you have to analyze in depth. How many shittas are there exactly in the Mefarshim on these few lines? So the Rashi already pointed out, said yesterday that lokeach and locate is hainu hach. So the Rashi, loya lokeach yirok asadam ocha b'shuk, hainu lokeach, hainu locate, ketanya sefer, avuhu locate, uvedikonim b'tosefta, lo yehei, what? The other gears are lokeach, and the Sadi says it should be locate, kishamocha b'shuk, hu atmo ha locate osur. Ulalaket lachila merachmana, ulo lalaket eskara. The hainu mocher who, avul who locate uven no mocher ayado kolam bimkomo mocher b'shuk tahulo likta. This is the parish of the Rash. What does that mean? That a person who either gathers or purchases and then subsequently sells is in violation. However, not the same person who either gathers or purchases. That is the person who's selling it. Then no Issa Daraisa is violated. This is how the Rashi understands. Zonish in Siman Yud Gimel says Kod Yud Zayin. If that's the case, it becomes a little bit problematic. Because if the son is selling, shouldn't be part of the principle of Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso? I can't do it, I tell my son to do it for me. I mean, he and I are one. It's one and the same team. I'm not selling, he's selling it in effect for me. So shouldn't the Issa D'oraisa be there? I gathered it or I purchased it, and then instead of me actually going and selling it, so I have my son go and sell it for me. He's my shaliach. The Chazon Ish, he thinks it should be awesome. Huh? No, I don't think that principle applies over here. That's right. That's one of the issues involved. That's right. That's a bar chiyuv, but not a bar chiyuv. But it's not getting still bar chiyuv, and it's a bottomless pit. I don't think I'm getting involved over it. We already made one reference to it. It's on the land. We may come back to it maybe if we have time. But let's leave it out for the moment. But he thinks it really should be usur. Should be usur. But he says the mashmos of the Rash. That it's mutter, even though the son is really working on his behalf. Lule divi arashi would say the Chazon Ish that who located b'no mocher ayado, not he tells the son, hey, go sell it. Kiddo, go to the store and sell it. Or go to the street and sell it. Now, the father gathered it, whether he bought it or he gathered it, left around the house. And the father went on a canoe trip. I don't know, he went away for a day. And the son is a hustler, you know, not gonna make a few dollars. So the son took the stuff and he went on his own initiative. He went to the, he sees about the rats, he says, until his father comes home from his trip. On his own he went to sell it. That's okay. But that should be a beat. Told by the father to go, so the Chazon Ish thinks Mitzvah should be us. Even though the Lashon of the Rash is Mashma, and even that's Mutz. But I'll call upon him according to the Rash and the Chazon Ish. Call Ma Kedisle, a little bit different. The fact that the son is doing it, not him, is a Svara Lahokel. He can't do it himself. Only his son is permitted to do it. Fine. But there are restrictions. Because the Rash quotes a Yerushalmi. The Rash says Yerushalmi. Tani v'lo yuchamisha malakten yerek v'yechad mocher. Amal mochu shalom v'shal chaveru. Chamisha achin malakten v'yechad mocher ayadeyan. Omer abyosi barbuna v'lvat shlo yasa palter. Marvel Vashayasa Palter, the Loya Mizabe Bahuasra Bakol Shona, V For the last part of the Yerushalmi, he's going to say a new Chiddush. A new Chiddush. That what? That even though he was not in violation of the Mishnah directly, it wasn't the same person who was Malakat al Okechas who sold it. Somebody else did it. But no, some other guy. You should still not be open for quote-unquote business as usual. The store shouldn't be open for normal commerce. It's a separate issue. You know the word palta. You know the word palta comes from. That's a baker, literally. It means over here, similar idea. Guys, open for business as usual. A normal business proceedings. This is not permissible. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying. The Tosfos quotes this in Masechta Sukkot Daf Lamed Tes, Siman Aleph. That even though it's not the same person who picked it up, somebody else, afal pi kein, you cannot sell it in a manner of business as usual. And that's what Tosfos explains the sugya of Sochre Shvius, someone knows the Sanhedrin. Sochre Shvius, a psul in the Aedus, who is Sochre Shvius? The Tosfos says he's a guy who runs business as usual. That's called Sochre Shvius, a palta. That's how the Tosfos says in Masechta Sukkot. The Rash didn't learn that way. The Rash does not seem to be learning that way. I don't know why he didn't learn that Tosfos. He seems to be learning a little bit differently. He seems to be learning the guy who picked it himself, or got it himself. Or maybe it's a special Isser, the Rash is over here. Take a look. On Amud Aleph. So, when Shvius, this is not the Perakama, the Rosh Hashanah, the second line. Perak Zaborim. Hayinu b'chiyai gavna damrinan hocha. What? A different kind of a situation where a person picks it up himself and sells it. That's what's called Sochre Shvius. Why didn't he learn Sochre Shvius? To refer to the Palter. He himself quotes Palter. Tosfos and Sukkah loves this pshat. It's a great pshat. Sochre Shvius. The guy's a store. He's a regular business as usual man. That's to be a perfect pshat in Palter. But the Rash does not seem to be learning that way. Either let's try that's over here, referring to a case in which what? He himself bought it and subsequently he sells it, which is the pshat in our Mishnah. Or as a new verse on the end of the last wide line, as a new pshat. He says, V'evshar, shakona mechavero bezol, kede limkor biyoker, osur, dahainu skora, chanuism. Avamas nisno aribachi. That's not what our mission is talking about. So the Rash has two different interpretations of Sochre Shvius, either our mission's case or a new case. What about Palter? I'm just wondering. Tos is like Palter. Why not try to storekeeper who clips up with the business as usual? That should be Sochre Shvius. I don't know. He doesn't need to argue with Pshat and Palter. I'm just wondering about that. I'm not sure. In any event, so far, we haven't seen any distinction drawn in terms of quantity. A little bit, a lot. You don't find anything here. So far, nothing. So far. Tosna Vodazorda Sanach Bezam and Allah quotes the Re. The Re said it's mutter to buy or to pick off the field. A little bit. Almanas Limkor. This is which we seem to have over here in our Mishnah Bistam. You're not permitted to pick, to buy or to pick off the trees. Having in mind to sell. The Reed says yes, that issue exists, but it's limited to a case where you did it in quantity, but in a large amount. But a small amount is mutter. A small amount is mutter. So writes the Reed and tells them what it's all summer big. The Gra has a loop shot. The Gra and Shnos Aliyo says no. Goes against the Rash. The Rash says that the Lokeach and Lokeach is Hainu Hach, the same thing. The Gra says, no, what are you talking about? If the Mishnah changed the letter from a ches to a tes and a tes to a ches, it's a difference. There's a difference in halacha between them. The Gra says as follows. For me to buy something having in mind to sell it is absolutely prohibited. That's commerce, buying and selling. You know, the classical Jewish profession, the middleman. I buy and I sell, and I buy and I sell, and I buy from a handler. That's a schayra. Not allowed. However, to pick it off the ground in order to sell it, that's a different story. That would be permissible. Alright, so why is it saying in the Mishnah, Abu who locate who beno mocher ayado? Why can't you do it yourself according to the Gra? What did the Gra say? What's beno mean? I feel of a no. Avadi can do it yourself. It means even beno. What's mean even beno? That we don't treat the son as a lokea. We don't say, well, the son bought it from X and gives it to Y, which is involved in the issue of turning it over. Of lokea chamanas limko. No, the father and son is considered one. Adarava. Revusa nakas is the grow. The whole loop shot completely. Complete. The Rambam in Perek Vov, Halacha Aleph and Beis, seems to adopt the chumras of both of these interpretations that we just quoted. Because the Rambam says, you can't describe a pair of shvius, v'imrotza limkor ma'at mi pair of shvius, mocher, a little bit, that's Halacha Aleph. Introduces the idea of ma'at, and he seems to be referring only to a case of what? Of locate. V'cheinim lokat yirokos li'atzmo. Then you can sell a little bit. But if he buys it, in order to sell it, even a little bit is also. The only time it's permissible to buy and then sell is a safe for the masnitzin. You bought it for your own personal use. Now you can't get rid of it. You can't eat it fast. It's going to go to waste. Then, by incidentally, you end up having to sell something that shouldn't go to the garbage can. That's okay. But to buy a manasseh, even the slightest amount is prohibited. The Rambam is in effect the chumras of both of those last terms, the Tosfos with the Vilna Gaon. So the different shitas la'alocha in terms of what is the nature of the Easter of Sfora as it appears in our mission. How much is ma'at? That's the next question. So the Kesef Mishnah says, what was mentioned yesterday about one of the Talmidim, we have an Ozer Shia. Shia matters Shia, what we call Mazen Gimel Sudas. Where did that come from? Sugim Mesech Sukkah, right? We're discussing a Mosvin Dmei Peir Shvia Samoret, except for Mazen Shtei Sudas. Okay, Shalosh Sudas, excuse me. Frek the Pa'as HaShulchan. We don't find this shear of Mazen Gimel Sudas in this context. We only find by Mesiret Dmei Shvia Samoret. We don't find that shear over here. Mecha Teisa, that shear should apply in this kind of circumstance. This should be considered ma'at. Where do you find that? As a matter of fact, the Chazon Ish has a different shear. Mazen Gimel Sudas is considered a meal for a day. An average day person has two Sudas, and Shalosh Sudas only has Shabbos. Yeah, sometimes it bothers me, that cash a little bit. The Poskim link the Gimel Sudas to a day's eating. What could it be? You're not supposed to eat three meals in a day. It's not Kamo Rasha. We have three big meals a day. This is, it's supposed to be only two Sudas per day. So we'll go Sukkis about that, Sukkis and elsewhere. So what? They're serving so little that they want to be Machmir with two Sudas. So I'm at the Sahara, I don't know, I didn't see it. But they link these two. But the Chazon Ish writes, it is something called the Seder HaShviyas. And then of Simcha Chavav is the Seder HaShviyas. He gives it a Bekitz of Nimrus, what to do. There he says that Kol Shadarko Lahavi Lebeso Liyomim Mu'otim is Mutter. So obviously it's more than one. Yomim Mu'otim. And not only that, it's for a number of people. Presumably the number of people in the household. What does that mean? It means, I think, you go shopping. You go to the vegetable store, and you buy your vegetables for the house. So you buy. I don't know. Some people go once a week to the market. Maybe once every 3 days. I don't know how long. It sounds like from the Rambam and the Chazanish rather. Depends upon you. How often do you go to the fruit and vegetable market? No, how often does your mother send you? You're never home to be sent, all right, but if you'd be home. So every number of days, whatever it may be, every 3 days, 4 days, 7 days, whatever it may be, that's the Yom HaMuwata which the Chazon Ish speaks about. I get that impression. That's considered Manakar HaManas Lecho, because that's the normal amount that you would ordinarily take in for the consumption of your own household. That's not called business. I still remember that once I went to a milk factory near our house. They sell milk, which they used to actually bottle the milk there, to package the milk there. So I once went, and in the good old days when everyone was in my house, all the children believe on her, we used to go through milk like they say, like water. And we used to milk you can't hold it long. In a week it's gone, or it's boiled. So I went and I bought, I think, 10, maybe even more, half gallons of milk. So there's a big sign out front, it's only you're supposed to buy it for yourself, not for commercial purposes, which is, they outsmart every single minute there, if you're looking there, if you've ever been in that store. So they stopped me at the cashier. What are you doing? What are you buying this for? What do you mean, women? What are you buying so many milk? You have a store? You selling it to someone? I said, no, I'm buying it for my own house. Oh, okay. What kind of house do you have? How many more have they? They're inquiring. What kind of family do you have? So I'm saying, the chor should depend upon each and every person by Sheru Sham. When one person is going to buy for his household, so it's that much. Yeah? And then how much and how long it would last? A week? It should all depend on the particular individual. That's what I think. Shana Chazonish. That's what I thought. But then I saw a chumrah on the floor, which I thought was such a tremendous chumrah that would knock out this whole possibility of Chazonish. And then I saw in the Sefer called Sefer HaShmita. I think you've seen it by now, most of you. The wonderful Sefer, written by Rav Tukachinsky. He is a very interesting man. Rav Tukachinsky was he's even related to Rav Shmuel Salant. He always calls him some kind of relative. I'm not sure exactly how he's related, but he certainly had a shaykhus of Rav Shmuel Salant. And even, I'm not sure if it's my real discourse, directly or indirectly, I already forget, but he was from that school he came from. He was a Yerushalayim. I think he maybe was born in Yerushalayim, was certainly from there from a young age. He has many interesting Sfarim B'chlal, which are interesting to read. Yeah, Kodesh B'Mikdash, he has a lot of fascinating stuff. Gesher HaChaim is him, of course. Well, Sefer Zmana Ben HaShmosh is here. A very interesting man. He is about Plutan Chazanish with the many things, with the International Dateline. That's the one. He's the one who he writes to. Akhtim Divrei Zulasi, that's him. He has interesting about Purim. We have with Megillah. Yeah, he's the one who says that you can't read the Megillah on Yud Dalet on Tezvav past Rechov Gesher HaChaim. He doesn't hold for this extension. He's a very interesting rope. So he has a Sefer HaShmita, which apparently he writes in his introduction. He was already working on for 40 years until he finally published it. His Marach Yomim is published much later. So he had a B'ksuvim very early. And he has Ha'aras and the Gedol Yisrael from the already Shemitah, I guess, from 1910. Because he has, I think he said, he gave it to four Gedolim to review. The Ritvaz, Reb Chaim Berlin, Reb Yitzchak Yeruchim Diskin, the son of the Maril Diskin, and was there a fourth? Three? I don't remember. He has Ha'aras. Gimel Gedolim. Oh, I forgot. So those three, Gedolei Olam, Mamish Gedolei Olam, from the old school. Of course, later on, I talk about the Mechira in a more positive light than those three individuals would have countenanced. I think he may be one of the people who's suspect of being Chalila closet Tziyoni, as said by some people. I'm not sure that the Kolponim. He quotes over there chumras from Reb Chaim Berlin that the east the din that a person has peiris grow in the field, peiris in the field in the tree, not supposed to go to the garbage. It's supposed to be, you know, open season. If anybody wants, so the balabas zeichat ayid, he's also entitled to take something. How much can he take? How much can he take for himself? So Reb Chaim Berlin says, Mazon Gimel Sudas. That's it. Mazon Gimel Sudas. So you're not allowed to do Ktsira on Mazon Gimel Sudas. If that's the case, I thought the Kesef Mishnah is about it right. What's the Kesef Mishnah saying over here? Kesef Mishnah says that you shouldn't be located and then sell more than Mazon Gimel Sudas. You can't even locate that in the first place. More than Gimel Sudas. And the posture of the Mishnah is, I'm permitted to do it. I'll do a malakas now, malakas later, and then I'll sell it all in one shot. The impression that I read the Mishnah is doing one lakitas, one is in and out. If the in can't exceed Moshe Gimel Sudas, how can the out? Can't give out more than I take in. I looked over there, and I saw in that same Ha'orah, it's in Sefer Shemitah Perek Gimel, footnote 12. I got the impression there that the Maril Diskin and the Ritvaz were machmir even more than Reb Chaim Berlin. That even for one day you can't take off the tree. I always thought that the Chazon Ish was right. Chazon Ish writes the same shiur there also. Yomim Muatim. He's consistent. Yomim Muatim. And he adds, Chazon Ish, that even this Yom HaMuatim story is only a derabbanan midoraisa, as long as you take in less than you would ordinarily take in as a balabos. All 6 years of chmenach the balabos, I take it all in one shot. If I leave a little bit, it's already I was yoyster midoraisa. The Rabbanan said you take in only what you would normally include for the Yom HaMuatim. That's called not for selling as well. But the Ketzef Mishnah, who for selling, says three sudas. I thought it's a very big chumra if you follow the Chazon Ish's shiur by Ketzira. If you follow the shiur of Gimel Sudas by Ketzira, so the chor by definition, that's the shiur for Mechira as well. And I get the impression that the Ritvaz and the Ralitz may even Malcolm more than that. So I don't know why, but that's the impression I received from that footnote in the Sefer HaShemitah. Now let's analyze a very critical question. Who violates Yitzhak Torah? It takes two to tango. In order for commerce, for business, for buying and selling, it has to be one person selling and one person buying. Who violates Yitzhak Torah? Now what do you say about that? What do you say? Oh, everyone agrees the seller is violation. Not everyone agrees. What about the purchaser, the buyer? He's not in business. He just wants to buy for his family. If he has seicher, if you go to a store and you buy vegetables, you're a seicher. What do you say? The machloikas apostle. The hamakne on kiddushin, Daphnun Bezim and Aleph says the buyer is also over. And so writes the shoyel in the Nodav Yehuda. The son of the shoyel also big daily Aleph. But the Nodav Yehuda responds, and as the Simon I involve, that only the seller is in violation, not the buyer. And the Kafas Tvarim on the Lamed Tesem and Aleph says exactly the same thing. And we'll see later, it's Medayik and Lashon of the Gemara, a very beautiful dig, we'll see soon. And the Me'ivi's Mashmah, that way they quote, Naf Lamed Tesem in Sukkah. But if I buy from you and you're in violation because of this sale, what am I therefore over by on the flip side? What am I over what? This naive. Aha. Here comes the big shayla. What if I consider this to be a violation on your part, but you don't? I mean, you don't. I'm a sugar now. You don't. Don't you know what says in the Holy Torah? You never open up a Gemara? Yeah, but you have a psa heter. What heter? Don't jump with heter mechiris, which is a pejorative connotation. Could say a different verse. You are of Yosef Kara? Rav Yosef Kara, never heard of Heta Mechira? Rav Yosef Kara says that Peiris Akum have no Kedusha Shvius, and if no Kedusha Shvius, Schor is Mutter. Take it back! You're the Mabit! You found the Kuntris from the Rasha Zokin by Beer, you extended it to Schor, and you say it's a monetary promise. No problem! You can wear one of three hats and still be Matzah Schara. With the chief rabbi, the chief rabbi of Israel, that's one hat you can wear. You can wear the hat of Rav Yosef Kara, who wrote the Torah of Shulchan Aruch. You can even wear the hat which is shared by the Mabit with Rosh HaZaken. And all these three. But then the purchaser, but I don't wear any of those hats. I wear a B'nai Brak hat, a Chazon Ish. Chazish didn't like Rav Yosef Karo, and didn't like the Mabit, and didn't like the Rosh HaZaka, and didn't like the Mechira. He didn't like, hey, where are any of those hats? So that's, I walk in with that hat at the store, can I buy from this guy? Are you that tzaddik? Maybe not your tzaddik, depends how you want to call him, what your outlook is. But the mice, he yells, it's mutal piece, haraz chacham, a real chacham, and not whatever, a chacham. So the question is, do I have a right to buy? Is there a lifnei iver? So guess what? Reb Shlomo Zalman quotes, not from the Merachak Lachma, right over here, with respect to this sugya, this problem of what? Of Perish Shvius, with the Machlokes going back 400 years. So Reb Shlomo Zalman quotes in the Mincha Shlomo, Simen Mem Dalet, that there was an issue already then. Hayyaris, there was this council to Shnei Machnos. Some accepted it to Perish Nochem and some didn't. So the Mabitz is as follows. Quote, Afa Nishore Nirish and Nishore Nechol Bekdusha Otso Lem Niknos Olimka Perish Shvius to Mishen and Izer Ulam La'acha Diktu Kiyofin Nirish the Mutal Niknos Mayem For the Achushu the Mashe Mosim Lem to Mish Shvius. Why? Kevon Shadov Lohem Heter Shesomchim Al Hamorim Lohem Heter V'lo Nidon Osom Ki Ivrim Shalolita Lohem Dover Shinir Lohem Heter. End quote. Not a lifnei iver, the guy's not blind at all. He's just looking in a different direction. His glasses are different than your glasses. No, he's not blind. He follows the Rav Yosef Karo. See, at least in those days when they had machlokesim, so no one said that the other she doesn't exist. It exists, he said that's wrong. Okay? But if a person was following that other sheet, you can't call him blind. You're just following a wrong person. That's not considered to be blind. That's what he writes then. So Shlomo Zalman writes, Al-Lachora, someone who relies on the quote, Heta Mechira, you can apply the same principle. He relies on the chief rabbinate, and he considered there's no Kedusha Peres Shvius. There's no Kedusha Shvius with these Peres. Why? Because number one, he assumes that Peres Akam have no Kedusha. Number two, he assumes that these Peres are Peres Akam. As we pointed out before, already earlier on, even if the Hetzer Mechira doesn't work for anything, it doesn't work to allow you to farm it, it doesn't work to allow you to plant it, nothing. But bottom line, once the sale is valid, the Chalz Peres Goyim. And Peres Goyim, the Mabit already says, is no Kedusha Shvius. So therefore, if I buy it from him, if Skorah would be an Easter on the Kone, then I wouldn't be allowed to do it. But if Skorah is only an Easter on the Mocher, then although I am usually in violation of Lifnei Iver, in this case it's no Lifnei Iver, as the Mabit already says. Very important. Very important. So we'll come back in a little bit to this critical question, but let's first discuss what the Mabit is talking about for a moment. Because we're not going to go into the details. It's a very complicated sugya. We're just going to mention it very briefly. Dumei Shvius. This Dumei Shvius story. Dumei Shvius. How do you avoid Dumei Shvius? How do you get out of the problem of Dumei Shvius? The big problem is Dumei Shvius business. And with money, and you can't use the money for anything but buying foods. No one wants to have money which is restricted. You like to have money which you can use for anything. To have money which is restricted to buy food and to eat the food with the Kedusha Shvius, you try to avoid these things. So what do? You go into a store, and the store you buy certain things, and the storekeeper wants to get money. It shouldn't be considered to make Shvius, because you know everyone's concerned about Machmirim who hold from the Peres Nochem as Kedusha Shvius, and what do you do about all these things? So there are a number of different aces, which I want to discuss very briefly. One is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Samach Beis called Hakofa. What does Hakofa mean? Ad kan Hakofa Aleph. What does Hakofa mean? Hakofa is credit. You buy on credit. Achen v'nimakif. Right? If you buy on credit, so what does that mean? If I give you cash, and you give me fruits, and the fruits are kodesh, now the cash is kodesh. It's called tfisas damim, all sugya. But what happens if you give me the fruits, I don't give you anything. I owe you the money. I'll give you the cash later. So then there's no kedusha shvius on the cash. How later is later? So Taisman seems to work with an assumption, any time later. I come back in 10 minutes, give you the money, it's good enough. The Ramban is a chumrah then about Azara. After you back, you give you the money after the fruits no longer exist in the world. Go figure that one out. Rov poskim makel in this kind of shayla. Not only that, but most poskim say if you pay by check, that's considered akofa. Why? I'm not giving you cash. I in effect owe you the money, and you go to the bank, and you'll go to the mochesh tachov lechavera. The bank owes me money, and now I'm giving you. I owe you the money. Now I'm giving you cash. Check is not considered to be the same as cash. Doesn't matter. Or credit card. I don't know if they have these credit cards in certain grocery stores, and eventually you can have these things. Or it's not a credit. In Eretz Yisrael, they still have these things, old-fashioned, you know, people still trust each other. I've never seen it in America. Never. I've never seen it. And when I was, they have it. Superstar trust people. Wow. Kavaldik. Okay. Kola Kavod. Borough Park, yeah. Kavaldik. I remember when I was a young man, so my... I guess I live in Riverdale. I don't think anyone in Riverdale has any such system. To my knowledge, I don't know. See, in Borough Park, it's done. It's evolving. Why you? Why you? I guess I live in Riverdale. I don't think anyone in Riverdale has any such system. To my knowledge, I don't know. See, in Borough Park, it's done. It's evolving. Why you? Why you? Oh. Pay up front for another second. Pay up front, that's a different story. That's the opposite of Akof. That's going backwards. On the wrong way. Anyway, let's not talk about that right now. Okay. Rabbi Isai. That's another heter. And I want to discuss that briefly also. Havla. What is Havla? That's the Mishnah in Sukkah. That's everything. It's very important. That Mishnah is a very important Mishnah. The Mishnah in Sukkah. Lamatesim and Alaf. The Mishnah says like this. Lokeach lula mechavera b'shviyitz nos no estrik b'matana fisha ein v'ashar l'loko b'shviyitz. I mean, what's the matana story? We call this havla, that you're not dealing directly with the estrik, because that would cause the money to have pay with kedusha shviyitz. You buy, you sell them a lulav, and the estrik is a Rashi, it's a pashup shad, is a matana, the Gemara says. Matana for free. An estric for free? Who are you kidding? Estric costs $100. Lulav costs $1. $10. And the estric is for free? Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Slowly. So Rashi explains. What do you do? How you get an estric for free? How do you do such a thing? So Rashi says like this. Gemara says, Lo rotz alitim lo b'matana ma. You don't want to give him the matana. Omar Ravuna Mavliya Leid Meyaswik Bulula. Havlo, what does that mean, says Rashi? Yimko Lula Vyoker Achita Namaskar Matana. I come this year. Come on, I come to the Estric Soichad Dorton. I say, I want this Estric. He says, you want the Estric? Fine, it's for free. He says, but I don't want to give it to you. I gotta give it to somebody else. I don't have to give it to you. Give it to somebody else too. Yeah, but I like the Estric very much. Okay, I'm happy to give it to you for free. But I'll give it to somebody else. That kind of hint, the drift of it. Oh, but I have to buy a lulav also. Oh, lulav you want to buy? The lulav goes for $100. $100 a lulav? Yeah. Huh. I want to spend $10. I'll give you lulav for $10. They want the estric. Oh, want the estric? Lulav's $100. It sounds like a psalmic spiel is going on over here. You jack up the price of the lulav. Until it's so high that the Gesser was officially given over for free. That's how Rashi seems to be understanding over here. So the question becomes, how far can you go with this Havlo? At least the Lulav has value. You buy Lulav, not Kamina. I get Esther American Stroll every year. They send me, in the mail. So I have to buy a Lulav. They don't give me a Lulav for free. They call it Gimel Minim or whatever. Stamalu, of course, you're charging $10 for it. So it's for real. Can I make a fake Havlah? A fake Havlah. I need a fake Havlah. I buy a bag of apples. Is that a bag? The apples are in a bag. I take apples. I carry the apples in my pocket. I haven't carried the apples in a bag. A plastic bag, a paper bag. So a bag, no. See, the apples cost $1. No, the bag is $1. The apples are for free. How far can you go with this Havlah trick? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, that's too far. And he quotes the Gemara in Bukhara, the Flamed Av, the Flamed Beis, by Mechiras Maser Behema. You're not supposed to sell Maser Behema directly. It's an Isser. I'll go into that. We have an expert, resident expert in Bukhara, to pay all, sit here for the rest of the summer, Shiurim, on that Sugya of Mechiras Maser Behema. We're not going to go into it, but I'll call upon him. It says over there, that you're allowed to be mavliyah dmei basar v'or, that I'm selling you the skin I'm allowed to sell. This goes against some poskim that the Sefer Mishpatei Eretz quotes, who held that you have to mavlo only works if the item you're permitted to sell is worth more than the one you're being mavliyah. Havlo is only a majority versus a minority. That can't be. Of course, the pliyah, I think it said that, because by Maaseh Behemah, you have to presume that the meat of the animal is worth more than the skin. And nevertheless, it's permissible to do that kind of havlah. But you cannot be mavliyah in the atzavos, in the bones that are usually thrown out. Because bones, you don't pay for bones. This is a Shlomo Zalman, Shalita says, you don't pay for paper bags. So it's not shas to make a havlah with a paper bag or plastic bag. It's like keep nylon, as they call it. You can't do it. That's like bones that are thrown out. You don't charge for that. It has to be something you charge for. Once something is charged for, then you can make a havlah. Of course, today, something that recycles, huh? Coke can is recycled. Everyone buys plastic bags. We have paper bags too. But it's
everyone knows how
much it costs. No, more than that. It's more than that. It's
when you buy from the store, that one comes and knows what's coming from the
near. But the Eitan is saying differently. That the bones, no one buys these bones. Whereas the bags, you do buy bags. You go to the store and you buy bags.
One
package of bags is simply many bags. I mean, it's a good aura. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe. Oh. Rabosai. So we see there, therefore, there's a heter called Havlah. Now, let us consider for a moment. What is Havlah matir? Let's think very carefully. Havlah is matir here, the union of Dmei Shvius. So if you do this trick, it's not called Dmei Shvius, so therefore the Issur of the Mishnah in Sukkot of Lama Tet does not apply. Can Havlah be matir? Yes. No, maybe. I don't know. I ask a different question. Can Havlah work to be matir the Issur Schora Havlah means it's not considered to be Dmei Shviyas that we have in the Mishnah. Can Havlah be Matir Isus Schor? It's a major dispute. If I sell you, and according to those posts from Machmor buying, or if I buy many things in one shot, and I try to do this trick of Havlah, will it work or will it not work? So the Chor is an Afani Rishalmi. An Afani Rishalmi, we just had it. What happens over here? The Rosh is quoted in Rishalmi. The Rishalmi says what? Avamochu shalo v'shel chaveiro. And the Rosh explains Mutta, the last two words in the page. Dahavi ke'ein, he starts on Amar Aleph, Havlo k'dama mavliya d'mei esrik belulo. Afal gab the Mairi Hosn in the May Pay with Shvir Samoritz. Hochanar Melinin Schora. Havikim Avliya Shalom. B'shal Chaver. Often a rash. At the same as Havlah is matter the Indian of the May Shvir. So too it's matter the Indian of Schora. Often a rash. But the Chazanish doesn't like it. He says, what do you mean? What do you mean? We know what Havlah means. Havlah classically means that the problem is, how do we say it? Wished away. It's sort of, it's knocked out of existence. By saying that you miyachad the money dafka for the lulav, and the esrog is a matona. That's not what happens over here. But I'm selling my chelik and my brother's chelik. That's what goes on over here. Two brothers. I'm not saying I'm selling you only my brother's chelik, which I'm allowed to sell presumably, and my chelik is for free. No one ever said that over here. So why is this called Havlah? Naniach Havlah is Matad Yisuskoro. Naniach. But only Al Derech what? Al Derech the Havlah is Matad May Perish Shvius. We concentrate on the Dover Hamut and the Dover Hamut is sort of a throw-in. Here it's not a throw-in, it's just, you know, you're selling both together. So Mehechateh, so why should that be Mutter? We should say that if I'm selling an Esrog and a Lulav together, I'm not designating that it's only the money's only for the lulu. So then I'd say I give $100. So we go to the marketplace. 90 for the Yestrug and 10 for the lulu. And that's how we should say $90 worth of Dmei Shviyas. Same thing over here. What's going on? How do you explain the Rosh? So the Mishnas Yosef explains in the Tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simen Chav Gimel, and it's quoted by the Green Book. On the Sech the Sukkah, we have it over here. Right over here, we can't prepare it over here. Luckily the high school Bachram are learning Sukkah, so we are prepared. On that daft, that Flamet test, he outs this parrots. As follows. That's the Chazanish is Kasha, and the Mishnah Yosef answers the Harash Ma'ir the Inyan Hetes Chora. Look at this. Vayedei Havla Su Leka Isus Chora. Afal Pisha Mos Nit Posos Bekedushas Shviz. As far as Chora is concerned, there's no need to say it's all going on the Lulav and nothing on the Esrog. It's just sort of, as long as it's jumped and put together in one big bag, it's okay. V'rom Rashi, Ma'iri Hochlin, is the ain't most of the Mesh Shviyas Amoretz, V'lochein Tzorech Litan Esrog B'maton. It was a Tzvei Dinim and Havlah. Havlah with respect to Schora, the Nafas, you just put it all together. I'm not doing a business deal which is a Shmita deal. I'm doing a combined deal, it's good enough. But with respect to the Dmei Shviyas, then if you'll divide it, if you'll say, you'll just make one package deal, then the market forces come to play. We'll say it's $90 for the Esrog and $10 for the lulav. That's the normal market price. So you have to say the Dafka lulav is the whole hundred and Esrog is a matana gor. That's his teretz. So the Baal Green Book says, Barom, L'shon harash shom nire de mehocha yolef leheter hosom. Ritzaloma, kimo she tiru le'inyan mesiris de meshavis hu adin Linyan Schora. So how can it be that Schora is a better heter than the original? Lo yet tuffel chomer min haikar. We can't have a dialogue with the Vomit and the Dinios Kenodon. How can it be that over here it's matter only this way and it's caused matter the other way? That's his kash, he gives no teretz. I think it's a great kash. The principle of Avla is derived one from the other. But the details vary. It's all going with Svara. So we extrapolate the principle of Havla from Dmei Shvi'is, which we find it in the Gemara Mefurish, Lama Tes, to explain the principle of Yerushalayim when it comes to selling mine to my brothers. The details vary. When it comes to Dmei Shvi'is, I have to say the whole thing is on the Lulav and Esrog of Matana. When it comes to Svara, it's enough to make a one package deal. It's not labeled as Svara Shvi'is. I'm sorry, I don't talk about that. What's such a bad terror? Not a quarter of the Sfasemis. Very interesting positions. Now get to Oshael, the Geter Rebbe. Okay? We have that too, by the way. Sfasemis is we have an Oshael Sfarim, of course. It says in the Gemara in Sukkot, Aflamitesim and Aleph, here's the quote in the Mishnah, Lo rotz a little of a matana maho, Omer Ravuna mavli alei demei esrik belulu. Frank the Gemara, V'leisiv lei behedja, so give him the money, give it to him straight. Give it to him straight, that's the Gemara. Les le behedra, says Rashi. Dmei esrog behedra. My time ain't rasher l'loko b'shvi'is. What's going on over here? That's the Gemara, the obvious says, obvious once you know it. Lefisha ain't mosrin dmei peiris shvi'is la moritz, etc. Frank the Gera Rebbe, why didn't the Gemara ask straight out? Veles of le behedra. In other words, first of all, he said, Kim Takasha. He won't give it to Matana. What do you do then? And then he gets down to the business. Hey, give it to him. What's wrong? What's the problem with the Mishnah in the first place? It's out of order. The natural order would have been first analyze the Mishnah, and then you have a Kash on the outside. What happens if he doesn't play ball? Won't give it to Matana. So why is the order reversed? That's the Kash of the Gera Rebbe. Interesting answer. The Havamina was Rabosai. They were talking about an Isser of Schorah. What Isser of Schorah? An Isser of Schorah we all know. Loch and Loch of Schorah. We have a lace lay behind you. An Isser of Schorah. But the problem is, why is it only Havamina? Why is it not an Isser of Schorah? Says the Rebbe, because the Gemara intervened with it with a statement. Lo rots lidin lo b'matana mal. Omer avuna mavli lid me'asik b'lulav. Whoa! Is the heter of Havla. If the heter of Havla exists, it can't possibly be discussed in the Yitzhakara. Because by Yitzhakara there's no heter of Havla. So we want to know if there's no Yitzhakara for whatever reason, then why can't you just give it to him? Must be some other answer. Yes, this is the main shvi'is. So the Gerab of boys always from this diuk, that there's no heter of Havla by Sfora. I, the Ofen Yerushalmi with a Rash here in Shvi'is, there's no. That's different. There's no heter of Havla by Sfora. We're just you and me. I'm dealing with you. I'm giving you an Esrog, I'm giving you a Lulav. I'm giving you apples, and I'm giving you bread. I'm giving you, I don't know what. I'm giving you cups, napkins. So then it says, it's all you and me, he says it's just one big deal that includes Peres Shvi'is, that's labeled as a Shvi'is deal, and there's no din of Havla. Against what we said before from the other post. I, the Rashi of Havla, no, it's a different story. The I'm giving you my stuff and his stuff, Yenim's. So it can't be labeled as a deal between you and me, because someone else is involved. That's a Kul of Havla which works. But a Kul of Havla, if I'm going to sell you apples with napkins, that won't work. And it's the basis upon a deal in the Sugi. So writes the Gera Rebbe. Here in the Otzer, the Green Book, quotes from the Sfasemis. But then he says like this. He says, the Choresh Lekayim Divri HaSfasemis Rak Lepirish HaRasha now. Damo Sein Ba'avar HaEsro U'mikol Makom B'chiyah Gavna Lesel Yisuf Schor. Because the Rashi to say, the way we said before, yeah, you just put it all in one big bag. That's how they learned Pshat in the Rashi. We said not the way. We said the Rashi might agree with the Rashi. Only by these stories he makes, but that's how he's learning.
Brom, the Pirish Rashi, Shamos him the Garmi Abu Alulov, Vuesanitim Matona, him Kalo Shayach Klal is his score. How can you ask him about score?
That's what he writes. Now what do you say, Rabbi Sai? I gave a whole dramatic presentation before because in order to answer this question. I'm trying to sell you a lulav. Esrig is going to be gratis. But I'm using my esrig as leverage to rip you off $100 for a lulav. No, that's not called sfar with an esrig. Who cares the esrig is ultimately going to you for free? But I'm using that esrig as my weapon to squeeze $100 for a silly lulav. No, for a lulav, which goes for $10. So what's enables me to get you the get me extra 90? It's that esrig. You can, I own, if you even according to Rashi, you can label it as chayr with an esrig. Even if it ultimately goes for zero, for nothing. Because of that esrig, I'm able to get $100 for the lulav. That's elichos chayr gadol mizu. That's what I thought. It's against this book. Ah, sorry? I should make a sign on the door. Still a difference. Because here the esrig is part of the maso matan. That's why I get a whole, the haggling and the bargaining and the dealing. The esrig plays a prominent role. Suppose I put up a sign esrig, you know, it's nice and yellow, will attract people to come. Yeah, that's sort of more tangential. Hence I'm using the esrig as a bargaining chip or as a blackmail or whatever you want to call that kind of dealing that we described earlier. That's what I thought. The truth of the matter is that the Sfas Emes himself is medayik from Lashon HaRambam that you don't have to do what Rashi said. Rashi said in order to legitimize the Havla, you have to say beferish that I, well, that's how Rashi's Lashon. You say, Yimka Lula V'yokim Rashi Yitlo Esik Maton. The impression is you have to get the guy to say, I'm giving you the Esik free. But the Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam seems to say that Havla works without such a dramatic statement that it's being given over for free. Rambam writes, Halokeach lula me'amoret b'shvitz, no sein lo esrog matona, v'imlonos alo, mavliya lo d'mei esrog b'dmei alula. Who's mavliya? Who is the person who takes care of this problem? According to Rashi, who has to take care of the problem? The Amoris has to say what? I'm giving you this with my tongue. All right, you convince the Amoris to do it. The impression you get from the Rambam is the Amoris doesn't do anything. It's the Talmud Chacham who's learning the Rambam. He says, what does he do? Mavlilo the master with me. It's not the initiative of the person who's buying it, says the Ger Rebbe, that he has in mind. It's enough if I have in mind, I'm giving you the money, I'm giving you this for the lulav and the from my perspective, I view the esrog as coming for free. The Amoris will laugh at you. What, are you crazy? Everyone knows the esrog is worth 9 times more than the lulav. But as long as the Kohenes views it that way, it's sufficient. That's the Sfas Emes' diuk. So Memela, the Otsu Greenberg is talking about the Sfas Emes with Rashi. This is Rambam against Rashi as a parenthetical remark. This might also work to answer the Chazon Ish's kasha. Chazon Ish asks, what's going on? You have to be famous from Matana, and if he's selling yours and your brother, he didn't do it. Maybe you don't have to. You just have in mind. I have in mind that whatever you're giving me is for my brothers, and mine is for free. I mean, if these mind games work, you don't have to say it's famous, then it could work for that Rashi as well. Perhaps. Oh. Take a look, Rabosai, now in the Tosefta. Tosefta, please. Perek Vov, Halacha Tes Vov. On the Maramukar, sufficiently. No. Perek Vov, Halacha Tes Vov. State. Chen v'ni shayim evashal yerek shol shviyas
Lo ye mechashiv schoro miyerek, ele mechashiv hu miyayin v'shemen v'schar batola.
So no one asked the question before. Schar batola, so we got it from this Tosefta. So the Ritvaz proves from this Tosefta that havlo v'schor is mutter against the Ger Rebbe. It's kind of a havlo situation. And we're talking about a chemedi. The chemedi is doing business. Well, this limited, we're not discussing here the Mei Shvi'is. We're discussing this is Schora. So this Tosefta is a raya, the Pashtas, that have laws not only matter the Indian of the Mei Shvi'is, but it's also matter the Easter of Schora. And as a matter of fact, they quote the Gemara of Bukhairis also, where it's a question of selling. It's an Easter to sell the Master of the Behemoth until our law works. You see, it works for selling also. That's a different case of selling. Oh. Mentioned before that we had this critical question of whether the Isser of Schora is on the buyer or on the seller. And that the Kapis Tumarim is Mekel, not some Mekel Misroa, we want to prove from the Gemara itself. So I just want to go over that and then we'll stop, we'll finish whatever leftovers you have from Nisa Schora Mishim tomorrow, and then we'll go on to the next topics. Choshud and Shinui and Nochrim. I'd like somebody to finish it this week. I don't think we'll do it, but I'm just aiming. I'd like to, so we can start to be a lot of other things to talk about. Very important. Svichin and Biur and Artebez and a lot of big topics, and we turn around, the quote-unquote Zman is over. So we have to try to do what we can. The deal is like this, Rabbi. Very interesting deal. Remember we saw the Rash? The Rash we read a half an hour ago talks about the Yisra Sora. This Yisra. But the Mishnah and Sukkah Lamatas is not discussing the case where there exists an Easter of Schora. So the fact the Kaf is tomorrow. Why doesn't the Gemara interpret the Mishnah to be referring to an Easter of Schora? Why not? Halokeach lulu mechaver b'shvius nos noyasi b'matana kishen lo rasha lalokho b'shvius. So why don't you say pshat in the Mishnah b'shum Schora? Our toast is a whole derichos here in the Rash. Why it's not schora? It's a little bit. It's a bird. Give different 10 reasons why it's not schora. And it's a question only of the Meis Shvi'is, as the Gemara does explain at the end. But why did the Gemara explain that way? Why did the Gemara interpret the Mishnah as referring to an Easter of what? Of schora. It's a kash in the Gemara. Why the Gemara applied to the lokea? A very nice deal. This is support the opinion that we mentioned earlier, which others have as well, with tremendous nafkaminas, but also go to the bookstores where the buyer has one sheet and the seller has a different sheet. So the buyer, as long as the seller has a legitimate sheet to rely upon, it's only listening to even, it's not listening even in this case, the Mabit says, and the buyer doesn't worry about Yisra Schora, so you can rely upon the Kapis Tamarim and others who say, Yisra Schora is only on the seller and not upon the buyer. Okay.